or pay him to call the office. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1852, Charles P. Moore.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for automotive repair, towing service, and auto sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.658 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 283, 312 feet southeast of Route 283A. Just for clarification, this site has already been approved several years ago for a conditional use for the auto repair and towing service. The real intent of the application is to add the conditional use for the purpose of auto sales. On August 16th, we did receive a booklet on behalf of the applicant, and it is part of the record. The commissioners all have copies, and that exhibit booklet includes a copy of a cover letter, an application form, copy of the site location map for the original conditional use number 1097, a previous application for the site for auto and truck repair and towing service with an impound lot, a copy of ordinance number 1007 for conditional use 1097, copy of the deed to the property, copies of letters to and from the applicant or his representatives in our department, an aerial photograph of the site, a copy of the proposed site plan, and again, suggested proposed findings of fact and conditions. We did not request comments from DLDOT for this application since the site is already being utilized for the repair and towing service by the previous conditional use application. We did on August 17, 2010, receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District and are advised that there are two soil types on this application that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. We also received comments on August 20 of 2010 from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and a reference that the site is located in the Gosley Creek planning area, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed to be utilized, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, that when the county provides sewer service, the on-site septic system must be abandoned and a direct connection to the central system is mandatory, and that a concept plan is not required at this time. We did today also receive a letter from J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company, and that letter was in support of the application. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions. I do have larger copies of the site plan if you'd like to see it.
Please.
And that's all I have.
All right, so we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Good evening. For purposes of the record, my name is David Hutt. I represent Charles P. Moore, the applicant in this. He's also the owner and operator of Coastal Towing, the towing and automotive repair business, which many people here are familiar with. Well, hopefully he hasn't towed your car, but if he has, it's located on Cedar Grove Road, and unlike Mr. Schrader, I was able to find my client's location the first time I went there.
Is that because he wasn't helping you that day?
That is true. He was not helping me. I went by myself. And as was indicated by Mr. Lank a few moments ago, there in the file at Planning and Zoning, there is one letter. I have actually six more letters in support, which were given to Mr. Moore. If I may, I'll hand that to Mr. Lank.
These copies for all the members?
They are.
Council, you don't have any objection to us receiving?
No, that would be the same as somebody submitting it in the mail. So
that's right.
I'm going to pass them down individually.
And while we're looking at the original, while we're discussing materials that were submitted, there is a typographical omission on your exhibit notebook. It says conditional use application number 1097. This is actually for an expansion of conditional use number 1097. The application we're here on tonight is number 1852. And this is a little over 2.5 acres, zoned AR1 on Cedar Grove Road. As Mr. Lank indicated in his comments, it's currently used pursuant to the conditional use granted in 1994 for auto repair and towing. Mr. Moore has operated this out of this location since 1996 when construction was completed. And Mr. Moore, through his towing and repair service, occasionally, and probably more often than he'd like lately, has vehicles which remain in his possession and which he must get rid of at some point in time and in some way. And he'd like to become a dealer with the Department of Motor Vehicle. And part of that process requires him to have a letter from the zoning official in the jurisdiction in which he is, which would be Mr. Lank in this case, indicating that automotive sales are allowed in the zoning classification for his property. Mr. Moore wrote a letter to Mr. Lank, and the letter is in the exhibit notebook. It's at tab 5 in July of last year, explaining his need for this. Mr. Lank put it on one of your mid-month meetings in August on a Wednesday afternoon. It was brought up before you to see if it required a public hearing or it could just be considered as an extension of the existing conditional use. The Planning Commission decided at that time that it should go to a public hearing, which brings us here tonight. The site is surrounded by lands owned by J.G. Townsend. As was indicated, there's a letter that they do not oppose this application. If you look at the overview map, which is at tab 8, the property is located pretty much directly in the middle. And you can see there are woods on all sides of it. On the one side, a large farming operation. The next item in the exhibit notebook is the site plan. And I'll ask Mr. Moore to come up and explain to you a little bit more about the site plan here. And if you could, introduce yourself to...
Hi, my name is Charles Moore. I'm the owner of Coastal Towing and Repair.
Very briefly, could you just describe... I described generally, but what is the area surrounding Coastal Towing?
Fields and woods, mainly owned by J.G. Townsend.
And if this application were approved, would anything that is currently on the site... change? Would the number of parking places on the site change?
Really, no. It's about the same. It would be the same amount of cars, probably.
Would your hours of operation change?
No.
Number of employees change?
No.
On the right-hand side of your site here, on the site plan, it shows a 95-foot by 20-foot automotive display area. If somebody were to drive by the site right now, what is currently in that location?
Cars.
Which would be the same thing that would be in that location if this application were approved?
Yes.
Would there be any differences that a person would notice driving by if this application were approved as compared to what currently exists on the site today?
Not really. Shouldn't be any change.
And I do see that in the upper... right in the center of the site plan, it says that a new sign will be attached to the top. So somebody might notice a new sign. And what's your intention with that sign?
There would be a bar put on top of the existing sign, as required by State of Delaware's requirement for a used car dealership.
And would it be your intention to flag the property with banners and streamers that say used cars, car sales, auto sales?
No.
Would it be your intention to advertise on TV your auto sales?
No.
Would it be in your intention to try to compete with Mr. Burton and his operations?
No.
With Captain Clunker? Who can compete with Captain Cook?
I see he flies again. I saw
that. That's right. He's doing it again.
How many employees does Coastal Towing currently have?
Excuse me for a minute. 9 count myself.
And is the business family owned and operated?
Yes. Two of my sons have graduated, one from college, and they both, my 3 sons work for me.
And you heard my summary of this application a few moments ago. Was everything that I stated true and correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how do these vehicles that are on your site, how do they come into your possession for sale?
Generally, we tow a lot for police departments, and sometimes people fall on bad times. They can't afford to pay us the towing and storage to get the car out. We either lien hold or sale them, or sometimes I strike a deal with them where I give them a little bit of money for them to give me the title instead of us crushing a good car. Then we're in a situation where we need to sell the car, and I either have to place it in my name and insure it so you can test ride it, or if I had a dealer's license, I would put a dealer tag, let you drive it and buy it.
And a dealer's license would also help you to avoid paying the infamous 3.75% documentation fee twice, correct?
Yes.
And you indicated that you tow for some police departments and municipalities.
We tow for Dewey Beach Police, Rehoboth Police, Lewis Police Department, Delaware State Police, and Cape May Lewis Ferry Police, and your park rangers, Cape and Lump State Park Rangers.
As was indicated throughout, this is not a substantial change to what occurs at the site. Would not be an increase in business, and in fact, it was not submitted to DLDOT since it's essentially the same use. It's just an expansion or accessory use out of what's currently approved. With that, Mr. Moore, I will hopefully answer any questions that you may have.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start once again with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hutt, when I visited the site today, I noticed there were a number of school buses that were located on the property. Are they being serviced, or is that where
they're getting ready for the school?
So that's not, they normally are not stored there?
No, it's mostly we work on Shannon and Mildred Reddick and George Reddick's buses. There's 37 of them, and like right now, they don't want to spend any money until they're close to getting their state check, so we work on them. Changing oil, putting tires on, and making sure they pass inspection. They're there. They're not there more than 2-3 days.
So it's no different than your other service vehicles that you work
on? It's like, you know, they're just a lot larger and in the way right now.
Okay. And that is that the approximate location where you would envision having your cars?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I also noticed in the back it appeared to be a number of dumpster bins. Is that for your business or...?
We've been painting them and lettering them to put back out.
Okay. And currently, about how big is your sign that you have out front now?
Maybe 6 foot wide and 10, 12 feet tall on a pedestal or whatever.
Christian, like, what's the signage requirement?
The signage requirement, we'd allow them to have a 200 square foot sign.
A what?
200 square foot.
200 square foot.
By ordinance, but typically commission has been placing 32 square foot by choice.
Okay. So I didn't know if we were going to run into an issue with the addition of the additional signage for the car sales or not.
Not by regulation.
Okay. Good. And I'd assume your hours of operation are 24 hours as needed for the towing and...
Well, we put a car in the pound and then lock it up and go back home and get to bed fast as we can.
And what's the normal hours of operation of your business?
We open at 8, close at 5, Monday through Friday, and we're there from 8 to sometimes 4 or 5 on Saturday. If we tow a wrecked car in on Saturday, if I closed it too, to be honest with you, my house is about a mile down the road. It's just easier to sit there and wait for you to come get your stuff out of your wrecked car than me go home and then come back and unlock and let you do whatever.
And how many cars would you anticipate having on display at any given time?
Maybe a maximum of 15, probably 8 to 10 regularly, maybe. I don't think it would be a tremendous amount of cars.
But your intent is primarily to be able to dispose of those cars that come into your business through a towing or a disabling mm-hmm. situation?
Well, sometimes people are kind of down on their luck and want to sell a car, and I would buy from them. They're good customers. I mean, I've known the car.
Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions at this point.
All right, so we thank you. Mr. Burton.
I am familiar with the troubles that go through without having a dealer's license. So I don't have any questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
No, sir. No questions.
All right, Mr. Ross.
No questions.
Mr. Lane.
Just for clarification, if your towing service is 24-hour,
mm-hmm.
so there are some times during emergency situations, which we could call a towing situation emergency, that you will be on site bringing cars to and from the impound?
Well, just like if we had a wreck at midnight, the trucks would go out, they would bring the car in, we'd unload the cars, put the trucks back in the building.
I mean, yeah, so I'm just trying to clarify, there are times other than your regular hours that you
Yeah, would, I mean, whenever so they
that,
call.
That
I mean,
needs to be a part of the, if it's approved, it should be a part of the condition acknowledging that there are emergency situations where you will be in and out of that facility temporarily, but what your hours are your basic shop hours. Okay, that's all I have.
All right, sir, we thank you. Stratton,
a question.
Council?
I just have a follow-up to that. I just want to make sure I'm clear on where we are procedurally. Right now, he's got a conditional use for a towing operation and
auto repair.
And auto repairs. So with regard to Mr. Lang's question, if we're dealing with the sale of cars, wouldn't the hours of operation for the towing already be, if there was any limitation, wouldn't that have been on the prior?
Yeah, I'm just clarifying because it's the advertisement included all three.
Okay.
So it's just for a part of the record.
Okay. All right. Thanks. I think I understand that a little better then. That's all.
All right, sir. We thank you. All right, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1852, Charles P. Moore? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1852? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning.